This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to 2023. Are you still cleaning up from the party the other day? Maybe you had a second party because a lot of people had Monday off as well, as it was recognized as the holiday since New Year's Day fell on a Sunday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to our world here behind the mic. Boy, so much has gone on. If you weren't putting things away, sweeping things up, you might have been paying attention to Monday Night Football. As somebody who has covered the game, it was just shocking to see it. I watched it all unfold. An NFL player for the Bills in a big game against the Bengals, DeMar Hamlin, collapsed on the field and is in critical condition now in a hospital in Cincinnati. This was early on in the first quarter of the game. So the game initially was suspended as players were crying, were upset. It was so, so emotional. And then postponed. He fell on his back as he was making an open field tackle and was hit pretty hard. But you didn't realize that he was down the way he was down, but you saw the players panic. You could just see it in their face from the cameras that were far away from the vantage point of the viewer at home. Certainly not for the people that were there behind the scenes of Monday Night Football, but you knew something wasn't wrong. I mean, he got up and he was hit pretty hard by T. Higgins, the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, from that open field tackle I mentioned. And again, within 10 seconds or less, he fell down. And then the team trainers hustled onto the field, and there is footage that showed he was administered CPR. And then ultimately an ambulance comes out. They put him on the ambulance. His family was in the stands. They came down. His mother was in the stands, got in the ambulance as well. And eventually, and about an hour after all of that transpired, the game was officially postponed. But as soon as he was taken off the field, there was sort of some confusion as to whether or not the players would kind of gather their thoughts and be able to play again, which is ridiculous because you knew that this was so serious. They went back into the locker rooms, and then eventually, of course, it was postponed. And, you know, who knows what happens with this game. Everybody is zeroing in on this 24-year-old who was living his dream, who had started three games into the season and was becoming a fan favorite as a superstar safety, really, in a very incredible year for the Buffalo Bills. But everybody from the sports world and just ordinary Joes were all over the Twitter sphere and everything social media-wise, tweeting things out like J.J. Watt, an Arizona Cardinals defensive end, the superstar himself who's retiring after the season, who said the game is not important. DeMar Hamlin's life is important. Please be okay. Please, please be okay. So the latest we know is critical condition in the hospital in Cincinnati, something very unprecedented, something we haven't seen. 50 years ago, there was a player who was killed on the field, collapsed on the field, and died. But in my lifetime of covering football and of watching the game, and for probably many of you, you wouldn't remember that. There was also a sad story about Jeremy Renner, who is an actor. Frankly, I like all of his work. I've seen everything that he's done, I think, whether it's on the small screen or the big screen. And so being familiar with his work, I knew that he liked to live kind of away from Hollywood, but close enough. So he lives in Reno, Nevada, kind of in that area where Reno and Tahoe meets, just beautiful. But they've been getting just hammered with snow, and he was on some sort of personal snow plow. He was snow plowing in the morning and had an accident, an incredibly serious accident, had to be airlifted from where he was. He suffered blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries, had surgery. He's in the intensive care unit in critical but stable condition, is, you know, what they're saying now about Jeremy Renner. Some of you, if you have kids, know him from the Hawkeye character that he plays, the Marvel character. But also, he, like I said, he's been in so many other films and other places. You may have seen him. He's in a show I liked, Mayor of Kingstown, and just a fine actor and a terrible freak accident. More people, they warn about that with snow and snow removal, and we don't know the details of it, but just really sad to hear that. On the political front, it's about plowing something else. It's about getting support, and McCarthy, is he going to get the support he needs to be the Speaker of the House? I mean, he's struggling to lock down all the votes he needs to become the Speaker. So Steve Scalise, the number two in the House Republican leadership, is saying, like, he'll support McCarthy, but there are other Republicans who are rejecting pleas to support him. So, you know, it's all about sway and who's on your side and who's swaying the rest of the Republicans in the House to fall his way. Nancy Pelosi, obviously out as Speaker of the House, the Republicans having the majority. Who ultimately gets that gavel? Will it be McCarthy or not? There are certainly other candidates that would be floated to the top that would want it, including North Carolina Representative Patrick McHenry. But will they express interest in the job, some of these other people? And will McCarthy falter? And there is a chance of that. He's made some concessions, because that's part of it. What is he supporting? What does he support being the Speaker of the House? Because obviously that's a very important position, but he has to win 218 votes. So again, a lot of the hardliners playing politics of their own, saying maybe a new candidate comes forward, but they're not saying who the name is. Just a few people have, like I said, kind of floated around. And there is, at this point, no clear-cut road for McCarthy. So, again, who knows if he gets those votes. But it's interesting, and it is a changing of the guard, obviously, in Washington, D.C. And it affects you and I, because the lawmakers, that's one of our branches of government, one of the most important, legislative. So who gets the gavel? Who is the Speaker of the House? Something to absolutely pay attention to. Hey, coming up on this show, speaking of paying attention, I love music. I am not musically gifted, but I am a big fan of music. Who's not? So the Rolling Stones put out their list of best singers, and there's been debates near and far over who should have made the list and who shouldn't be on the list. We'll tell you about that at the tail end of the show, plus your thoughts as we hit a brand new mailbag for 2023. But next, terrible weather out there, terror at Times Square. I'll fill in those deets.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Just a couple of days into 2023, and talking about 2023 and the ball dropping on Times Square. It was rainy-ish kind of weather, but it happened. People watched. Of course, that's like a tradition across the U.S., no matter where you live. If you're in Georgia, if you're in Iowa, Florida, California, it is a thing that many of us do. We pay attention to that ball dropping on Times Square. Of course, there are other traditions in other cities. But this was a wild story. A man accused of attacking them with a machete happened near Times Square on New Year's Eve, was arrested on charges of attempting to murder a couple of officers, 19-year-old Trevor Bickford, and this nut was flying down the street with this machete, apparently, from everything that I can glean from it from people I know who back in New York who are on the air covering this kind of thing, and he faces attempted assault charges from that attack of the two injured officers, because he definitely got them. He got to them at the kind of edge of the high security zone where the throngs of the New York people, revelers, not people from New York but from all over, gather for that ball dropping. And he is hospitalized. He's got a gunshot wound to the shoulder because they shot him. Police fired during the confrontation. Supposedly, one of the things he did is he could be heard saying Allah Akbar, and he had ramblings of pro-Islamic stuff that they found, manifestos, etc. So that violence unfolded about 2 hours before midnight on Saturday. Exactly why there was such a heavy police presence, because who knows, you know, what could happen. By the way, of the cops, one had a fractured skull, the other had a bad cut, but they are expected
to recover. So, you know, there's the good news on that. Wish I could tell you the weather was just balmy and fabulous and wonderful, but California could get 8 more inches of rain, and it is bad. Boy, I saw rain today. I saw shots of rain pouring into a couple of restaurants in San Francisco. I mean, just historic. It's a historic storm that left 50,000 homes and businesses in Cali without power because of this onslaught of weather, and now more is coming, so they're not going to get any kind of a drop in that. It's not good, but it's not just there. Also, Arkansas, Louisiana, people listening to us in Louisiana, Mississippi, you got those tornadoes that are swirling around. In fact, you're still under a watch right now as we speak, so that's part of what that system is bringing. I mean, in downtown San Francisco, going back to that, almost 6 inches of rain over the weekend. That's like the highest one-day total in like 28 years, right? Because it's just not, they just don't get that. Sierra Nevada, 6 to 12 inches of snow is what they're talking about. In northern Nevada, tens of thousands of people without power. And so gusty wind, all that kind of stuff is what's happening there. And Sacramento is getting those storms, too. And I know there's people listening to us there, flooding from all the rainfall, lots of power out, that kind of stuff. And so tornadoes, hail, all of that, and mixed in with snow. So depending on where you live, you're either bracing for lots of snow or perhaps rain, and then the uncertainty of tornadoes. That's always the thing I think that gets me the most. I've talked about that living in Tornado Alley, what it's like when you just have really no idea. You might have warnings, which is good, but where are you going to get away from it if it actually pounds down on you? There was kind of some surprise that 65,000 came out to mourn Pope Benedict. He's really Pope Emeritus, who died, and the Vatican handled that, I think, pretty well as to what they were going to do. So the funeral is set for Thursday, but he was laid out at St. Peter's Basilica, so people were able to go into the basilica, and his body is lying in state, so to speak. And he was dressed in a bishop's attire with a red cloak, and he'll lie in state as the people pay their respects to the first pope in nearly 600 years to resign as head of the Catholic Church. He was 95. He died on Saturday. And his death came just days after Pope Francis asked for prayers following reports that his predecessor's health was actually failing. So the Vatican had thought maybe 25,000 people would offer their respects on Monday, but by the end of the day, they said 65,000 had come and passed by to see him. So they were very surprised by the amount of people that were there to see Benedict. And like I said, the funeral is going to be led by Francis. It's on Thursday, Pope Francis, and it's very unprecedented for a current pope to celebrate the funeral mass, of course, of a former pope. But that'll happen at the square, St. Pete Square, on Thursday. So there you go. It's been one of those kinds of last handful of a couple of days. Barbara Walters was somebody else. I had mentioned this the other day that we lost. And Barbara Walters was an iconic interviewer, broadcaster, and certainly a glass ceiling breaker for a lot of women in the television business, for sure, especially when you learn of her background, more about her background, and the different things that she did to move kind of up in a business that she wasn't really headed for, didn't think she was headed for initially. So she died at the age of 93, and lots of tributes are pouring out from all kinds of people for Barbara Walters. You know, they say if you become iconic, if they're making fun of you, that means you're iconic or famous. Which, of course, Saturday Night Live, there were several women, including Gilda Radner, that did imitations of her for sure. And then Brian Koberg, who is the suspect in these Idaho murders, who was arrested, the top suspect in the murder of the four college students, initially agreed to talk with police, because now we're hearing a little more details, but stopped the interview after they started to ask questions about the murders. So he's facing four counts of first-degree murder, one count of felony burglary in connection to those November deaths of the four students in Moscow, Idaho, where that campus is. And they caught up with him in Pennsylvania at his parents' house. So he was arrested at the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks. He talked to them after he was picked up in an early morning arrest. He was apprehended in the early hours of, December 30th, so right before New Year's Day. And he's obviously accused of incredibly serious crimes, and his car was one that was traced, and then there was DNA evidence that was processed, and I talked about this a couple of days ago. I mentioned it, but there's a lot of details that are starting to emerge on the police relying on this mixture, because they don't have the murder weapon, relying on this mixture of DNA evidence, which they tracked back to his family using genetic genealogy as well as cell phone tracking data to narrow the suspect list down to him once they thought they had the car. And it's just so fascinating. So his extradition hearing is going to be on Tuesday afternoon, where he is likely to return to Idaho, and then the rest will, I think, unfold from there, because in Idaho they're being very cautious because of how the law is as to what they're saying. It's a sealed indictment as to what they're saying about how they arrived on him, some of the details that are part of it, just not wanting to tip too much that would set something off in that case. So there's not a lot known about him other than some of the details of what he was studying in school. He's a PhD student. He's a teaching assistant in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. Coming up next, you had some thoughts on that as we hit the mailbag.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. And there is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, thanks for all of your emails the last couple of days, and even today, pretty late, I got a lot in k2kdelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Same way, same road, same highway, even though it's a different year, that's how you get to me 24/7. This one, in fact, from Lewis, who said, gosh, it's soggy here, Ms. Delaney. You would not believe the amounts of rain that we're getting. I know there's some people that call. I think a guy named Dave, that I've heard him a few times, has called your show from California. I bet he's in the middle of all of this. I'm in Sacramento, and it's a nightmare what's happened to some of the levees, some of the areas, the roads being just washed out. You know, we knew that rain was coming. But you know how you know, but you don't know or realize that it's going to be that bad? That's the situation. We'll survive, but getting more on top of what we already have is no fun. Let me tell you, for all the people that complain about snow and the other types of weather that they have to endure, my two cents. I get it. Yes, I get it. And, you know, as a former Californian, I used to live in California. You know that song, It Never Rains in California, blah, blah, blah. No, it rains in California. It doesn't rain, and then it rains, and it rains, and it rains. And every once in a while, you get just too much too fast, and then that's exactly what happens. All right, this one from Danny. So this would have come in late. Kate, I know you're a huge football fan. You used to cover the Cowboys. I remember you talking about that. And I know you do things for NBC or CBS, but it's just terrible to watch Damar Hamlin collapse in that Monday night game. I was with my bros hanging out, watching what was the last Monday night game, and we had a stake in it, if you know what I mean, but we could care less at this point. After watching and seeing players crying, you knew, oh my gosh, is this guy down for the count completely? And it didn't seem like it, but once he fell back, you knew it wasn't right, and especially when you heard about the CPR and you saw the big ambulance come, and we just pray for him, man. It's football is secondary to that dude's health. Yeah, I was right there with you. I was watching it, and I'm in a football pool, so it's interesting. I like both quarterbacks I was watching, and it was billed as a great game, of course, but who cares? I'm surprised they didn't suspend that game sooner. You know, just call the game, because there was no way anyone was playing. The game was suspended with, like, just under 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. So there were so many people that were tweeting out what's going on, what's happening, that kind of thing. I mean, look, he's 24. He was drafted in the sixth round of the 2021 NFL draft. This was a big game, a big moment for him, but a big moment that turns into a horror show. And imagine his family. And you did see all players. You saw players, you know, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow hugging each other because of how shocking it was and how sad it was. And a lot of times people don't talk about the violence in football. Well, you know, you hear about the concussions. We saw what happened to Tua, the quarterback for Miami earlier this year with concussions. And because I covered players, I've been around players, I've done shows with players, I'm very well aware of it, but I have never, ever, ever seen anything like that. And it did take your breath away. And so, of course, our prayers are absolutely for him, no question about it. All right, this one comes in from Rick, who says, Kate, this stuff with this guy in Pennsylvania and what's going to happen next. I can't imagine being somebody who is a family member of any of those Idaho kids that were killed, any of the four of them. And I just wonder, they must have had some great probable cause. His family has released a statement. I just heard a little bit of it about the parents and sisters saying that, you know, to give them privacy, and they were going to let this play out, but they feel for the families. He just sounds to me like, I think they had to have something pretty hardcore on him, or why would they follow? Why would they pick him up and look at some of the things that are starting to trickle out about what he was studying and what he had done aggressively to other women in some of the bar instances that people are reporting, whether you believe them or not. It just doesn't look good, but I guess we'll see it play out, since this isn't the UK and it's about guilt and innocence, and you have to prove he's guilty, and I'm hoping they have a mountain of evidence that it is this guy. Yeah, it's really weird that things are trickling out about him, because that's what happens. You know, who knew him? What do they know? Speculating about all that kind of stuff. But until he goes into court, until he's probably going to waive his attorney has said he's going to waive his extradition. He's going to go to Idaho. And then he gets returned there within 72 hours. Then they have to have another hearing there. And then that sealed document, you would presume, could be opened up. And then there would be more details about the arrest and the warrant and how these four counts of first-degree murder and the felony burglary charge came about. So the pieces of that puzzle, a little bit of that puzzle would be much more clear, let's put it that way. All right, this one is from Jake. who says, Kate, I hope you had a great New Year's Eve celebration. Mine was kind of low key. I hung out with some of my friends and my girlfriend, and we just did the traditional Black Eyed Peas thing, watched a little tube, listened to a little music, cooked a few steaks, you know, that kind of deal. And it was actually pretty nice. One of my friends, let's say, was overserved, so he could just crash on our couch. No big deal. Well, there you go. That's a good friend. So he let him crash at your place, and nobody is driving. Good for you, because they say it is amateur night, right, on New Year's Eve. And I believe it, because we've heard of some terrible accidents that happen when somebody decides it's okay to drive, and clearly they're not okay to drive. So that's a good friend. That's a good way to start 2023. Stopping your friend. Let him crash. I talked about this, and then somebody else sent me something about this. Justin asked about Pele and what's going on with his funeral services, and you know how much he meant to soccer. And even though that was before his time, he certainly knew of Pele, and he knew how much players respected him. Oh, yeah. I mean, all those World Cups, and he stayed in the game mentoring a lot of different players, and he was iconic. So the final respects for him, there's a 24-hour public wake that was held at the stadium of his former football club in Santos, is the place is where it was. And then Tuesday, the funeral procession, they're going to carry his coffin through the streets of Santos, and they're going to pass by the street. They're going to go down the street where his 100-year-old mother actually still lives, Celeste Arantes, where she's alive. So they're going to go right by there. And yeah, I mean, people lined up to go and pay respects to him. He died from last Thursday from multiple organ failure due to progression of colon cancer. But his son posted a series of stories on Instagram about what was happening, that whole kind of thing, and you know, the stadium, what it was like, and the banners and the stands. And there's one big banner that said, taking our king home. We are home. So thanks for bringing that up. I obviously, Pele, I didn't pay attention and was too young at the time of Pele being around. But I know, I can remember my mother, who was interested in sports, talking about Pele, talking about what he meant to, and how he was bringing more awareness about soccer to the U.S. because people were enthralled with him, and then he played for a team in New York, and then that became a super super big deal. Let's get another one in here. All right, this one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I finally, and people made fun of me, but I finally had a chance over the holiday to go and see Top Gun Maverick. I know you said it was, for you, the best movie of the year of 2022, and I agree with you. The scenes were just amazingly filmed, and I guess it's the continuation of the story, the nostalgia. I have no idea. I was in high school when the first Top Gun came out, but it was really cool to see the so-called sequel. Yeah, so $1.5 billion, it's like the top grossing film worldwide from 2022, although catching up quickly. Avatar, The Way of Water is right behind it. It's like at 1.4, I think, worldwide now. And then I looked at all the top films. So like Jurassic World Dominion, over $1 billion. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, same thing. Just right there, almost at $1 billion, rather, with a B, billion, right there on the edge. All right, email me day or night, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Music next, and the Rolling Stone and their choices.
Yeah, screaming, yo, it's crazy. As she slammed the door in his drunken face, and now he stands outside.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For that song and so many others did not make it into the top 200 singers, best singers in the Rolling Stones' latest list that just came out. She sold 100 million records. She had a beautiful voice. She was the second most charted female vocalist during the rock era from 55 to 1999, and I could go on and on and on and on and on about some of the amazing things she did, but let's just talk about her voice. Forget about philanthropic things that happened with her, but just her voice, and the musicality and what she did and what went to school to learn and refused to stop educating herself with music so she could hit the notes and read the music the way she read the music. And that was very, very surprising to me. But I'm going to defer when we talk about this list a little bit here to Nathan Reeder, our crackerjack extraordinaire when it comes to all things audio and beyond that too, and he's musical, etc., plays, is around bands and singers and all that kind of stuff. And I know I sent you the list. What did you think of the list?
I'm still working through this list. There's 200 names on here. And you just sent it to me a little while ago when I've been working, so I haven't been able to work through the list. But, man, they got a fine spread insofar as
different kinds of music.
Here's Fela Kuti right here. I mean, as in across the globe, like, they went looking appropriately, it looks like.
All right, so there's going to be some of us that will be disappointed, in other words, what you're saying, but...
Yeah, well, they had to fit in a lot of people, I think, is really the issue.
Yeah, and that's true. So, you know, where do you differentiate of who doesn't make it? Like, Celine Dion didn't make it, and her fans were furious about it. Then why is she not on the top list of 200 singers? But when you look at females in the top 10, you have Beyonce at 3. You have Billie Holiday, who I love her music. She wasn't my time, but I like the old stuff. And she was a breakthrough artist, but she had a great voice. And she was number 7 on the list. You know?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. So I suggest that we come back and revisit this, and that all of you listening to this, I know you like music. Go and look at the list and tell me what you think, and send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, because you always talk about that. So Elton John makes the list. You know, he made the list at 154, by the way, and I just played his album because now I'm back into vinyl, and I bought his Goodbye Yellow Brick Road remastered, right? And it's awesome. It's awesome, awesome, awesome to listen to it. Now, Dionne Warwick, who I think should have been on the list somehow, her cousin was on the list, though. Whitney Houston grew up in the same area and was her cousin, much younger, obviously, and they both were gospel singers in the church, in this church in New Jersey, and she's 68 on the list. I thought she was a true songbird for sure. And then you look at, like Nathan is saying, you have to really kind of pour through the list, and I've only glossed over it too. But you got Ozzy Osbourne, he's on the list at 172. You have Axl Rose on the list. Chris Stapleton is on the list. David Bowie's on the list. You know, so really they went into a couple of different, directions, which makes sense. Because how do you determine that? And it is singer, so it's not about how many records necessarily you sold, even though you would have more, maybe you'd have more, you know, more name recognition. It's about supposedly voice. Frank Ocean, Sylvester made the list as well. So it's interesting. I mean, I was reading the article a little bit as to what their criteria was. I mean, when it's like in sports or politics or anything where we try to look the best of the best. Who's the GOAT? Who's the best? Who are the best? And they talk about that it's the greatest singers. They make a big point of saying it's the greatest singers list, not greatest voices list. And even, I'm reading right from it, it says, talent is impressive, genius is transcendent. Wow. So, sure, many of the people were born with massive pipes, perfect pitch, boundless range. Others have rougher, stranger, or more delicate instruments. In all cases, what mattered most to us was originality, influence, the depth of an artist's catalog, and the breadth of their musical legacy. So that's what they were talking about, right? And then to go on to say how important a voice can be, like gorgeous like Mariah Carey's, rugged like Toots Hebert's, understated, which I agree with this, Willie Nelson, slippery, like D'Angelo's, I agree. Bracing, like Bob Dylan's. But in the end, the singers behind it are here for one reason. They can, I love this line. You ready for this? Here's your hashtag. They can remake the world just by opening their mouths. Just by opening their mouths. Because, like I say with the weather, that being the common denominator, for all of us. You bump into somebody, you're filling up at the pump, you're in an elevator, there's something going on with the weather. Music can be that kind of thing too, and I think it is a lot of times, just even with a brush with a stranger, where something comes up, you know, whether it's you're in a store and some music comes up, or you know, whatever. It does happen to me a bunch, so I think the music is a thing that does lift us up or makes us comment for sure. And sometimes it is with complete strangers, and you're not at some concert or at a bar listening to some play or any of that kind of stuff. And because the mothership is in Minnesota, there were a couple of Minnesota musicians, singers, that made the list. Prince, Bob Dylan, I mentioned, Paul Westerberg, also on the top 200 nice. Greatest singers of all time. So hats off to Minnesota, right? And Prince. I mean, how could Prince not make that list? I think people would really have gone berserk if he hadn't made it. Look, Aretha Franklin made it. And Aretha Franklin was before my era, but I know her. You know her. They still play her music. And I think she had a great range and just an interesting voice. But my aunt, who would have been in her era, thinks it's terrible. This is too screechy, blah, blah, blah. Didn't like it. Didn't like Aretha Franklin's music. Didn't like her voice. Well, I would disagree. So you can imagine the disagreements you can have in what is it when you have an Ozzy Osbourne, when you have a Willie Nelson, when you have people that are just completely different in their talents, etc. Billie Eilish, so younger, new, debuted in her debut album was, well, I want to say 2019. I like Billie Eilish. Burna Boy, I like Burna Boy. Who else makes the list that I think is pretty interesting? Some that I didn't even know that now I'm going to look up because I'm like, oh, I gotta hear them because I don't know that music. Bonnie Raitt made the list. Her father was a big musician. She had a unique voice, for sure. Alicia Keys, who I just heard her talk about stepping onto the stage at the Apollo and what that was like, and I think she has a crazy good voice, for sure. Bob Seger, unique rock and rollish kind of voice, right? Think about that. Think about the late 70s, 80s, I guess, you would really recognize a lot of his music for sure. Iggy Pop, right? There you go. We'll be talking more about this list here on this show. Don't you worry. Let me know what you think, though. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.